Welcome, Wealth Warriors. This is Tiz Gambacorta's No BS Podcast, the only podcast that delivers the uncensored truth about business and investing success from the trenches straight to your earbuds. Download a free copy of the No BS Guide to Wealth at guide.tiz.tv. And now, once again, it's time to claim back the No BS truth about success and wealth.
So, I got on a flight from London to Rome last night, and it was with a company called Vueling, and the flight ended up being a couple of hours delayed. It's the first time that I'm flying with this company, a Spanish airline. In all fairness, I don't think the delay was their fault. Now, I like to kind of dispel a big myth. Dispel the myth in a sense of dispel, you know, what people say versus what the reality is, okay? So you see a lot of, you know, online entrepreneurs, whether they are more kind of on the small entrepreneur startup side of things or the technology side, okay? I see myself mostly being on the marketing side of things. How do I bring a message? How do I help people leveraging the internet and marketing skills? Then you have the people like, you know, the Zuckerbergs, the Googles, the Jeff Bezos from Amazon, etc. They're more on the, you know, how do I leverage the internet with or through technology rather than through marketing? And either way, you know, there's a huge amount of people who are making, you know, very good money, to say the least, who are doing extremely well, leveraging the internet to either start or grow a business. And so how does this all tie up with, you know, flying? It will all make sense in a second. And, you know, yes, of course, you know, the internet is something that, you know, allows ordinary people to achieve extraordinary results that previously were not within reach. However, there is something else, which is increased productivity. The reason that we do so well and that so many online entrepreneurs, and the reason that so many of my students do so well, is because we are able, well, we're more productive. We can work anywhere in the world, anytime. And I think it's something that people overlook, right? It's not about, yes, it's about having a great idea. Yes, it's about great execution. Yes, it's about having the right education, the right tools, the right mentors. But a lot of it is just plain good old organization and plain good old of, you know, how can I make the most out of my time on Earth? Because our time here is limited. And how can we achieve extraordinary results by making the most of the tools that I have? So in this case, for example, and it happened many times before. So this was a situation where, you know, the flight was delayed by 2-3 hours. And, you know, back in my banking days, you know, when this would happen, then you would just have to sit in the lounge and just, you know, wait. You know, you'd be on your phone or you'd be watching TV or messing around. Because the reality is that, you know, you can't, there's nothing you can do, right? You cannot really work outside of the office. Yes, you can get on the odd phone call, etc., but it's just nothing. It's like, you know, a tiny, tiny percentage of what you would otherwise do in the office. And so, in this case, you know, because we work online, because pretty much I've structured the business to be mobile, to be fully operational from anywhere in the world through a laptop, then, you know, yes, the delay was annoying, but, you know, it didn't really have an impact on my day, on my productivity, because I was just able to continue working business as usual. And so I'm going to keep this one short. The key here is, you know, yes, the internet has a big impact. Yes, you know, there's a number of, you know, things that previously were not available, but mostly, well, perhaps as importantly, is the fact that you know, as online entrepreneurs, we can make the most of our time. We don't, you know, we don't have to waste time or lose time if you know, if things like this happen. You know, we can then make most out of it, continue working throughout our day, and pretty much have an uninterrupted day as if nothing happened. And if you're thinking, yeah, it's only a couple of hours, what difference does it make? Well, it does make a big difference. It makes a huge difference because, you know, hours add up. And, you know, if in a couple of hours you can get a project started or you know, completed or make significant progress, 2 hours here, an hour there, 10 minutes there, eventually does add up. And those are the things that, you know, make the difference between, you know, results are not additional, right? It's not one plus one, but it's you push, and everything, eventually things snowball. So there's a compounding effect. So, you know, if you're thinking, yeah, it's only an hour, it's only 2 hours, or even 10 minutes, rethink, because, you know, there's a compounding effect. So actually 2 hours of work, you know, with the right systems, with the right processes, with the right guidance, 2 hours today can make a massive, massive impact, you know, in 6-12 months time. And had you not put in those 2 hours today, then, you know, you wouldn't have that impact 6-12 months down the line. It's the, you know, typical, you know, overnight success that took, you know, 10 years in the making, 5 years in the making, 1 year in the making, whatever. All right, this is it from Rome, Italy for today. I'll talk to you soon.
If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to smash that like button, subscribe to the channel, select the bell icon so you can get notified every time we launch a new episode, or leave a 5-star review if you're listening to this as a podcast. Before you leave, don't forget to click on that link in the description box, or go to guide.tiz.tv to get free instant access to the No BS Guide to Wealth. Thank you, and see you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.